Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care. Is this Dolores?
No, this is her daughter.
Her daughter. Okay. Do you take care of her services, or should I be speaking to her?
No, I'm her daughter. You can talk to me.
Oh, okay. So I'm just calling. She called us inquiring about the home care services, so I just wanted to touch base.
I think my brother or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's his name? Frank Talley? Frank?
I'm not sure who it was that called in. I wasn't the one that spoke to them, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have left a message for you guys. I think it was him. I'm her overseer. He was just over there unannounced, trying to be in a way, and he's not allowed to have hours with her because of criminal reasons. So I understood that he was the one called, but I did talk to someone about that situation, so you must have didn't get the message. I thought maybe they would have documented it, that I had, you know, for you guys to know that, you know, he wasn't allowed to get services. But
yeah,
I was still looking for someone for like 2 days a week, but I'm actually looking for a older person. No, I don't want no one young because I've been through so many agencies and I was very disappointed of their work.
Mm-hmm.
And my name is Toddy, and I used to be a nurse at St. Mary's for over 33 years. So,
So you know all about it.
Yes, I went to home care agencies. Well, she has one right now. Is that my daughter helps her in the evening, but we had to wait to my brother leave, so we had to escort him actually off the property, you know, because he wasn't supposed to be there anyway.
He could
have visit, but he met his visit was over. His visit was like, he wasn't supposed to visit as long. Let's put it like that.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was making things bad, and, you know, she has cancer, and I can't have none of that. Yeah, I had services for her for almost about 20 years now, I believe. She's had services for a long time. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But, I'm very specific on who comes there to take care of her. I really don't like no one under 30, to be honest with you, and I need someone that has a car that can do laundry and maybe grocery store run. She can take her own bath, but sometimes she needs assistance on putting her bra on, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, little stuff like that. I'm trying to update you on a little bit of things in case you do have someone that I can use for, like, 4 hours in the morning, like, for, like, every other day. Because my daughter does her in the evening time. She has 56 hours a week.
56.
Yeah, she has 56 hours a week. I just had her meeting with UPMC, with her support coordinator, to update everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have someone that would like to help out, I can put them in the schedule maybe, like I said, 2 to 3 times twice a week. She's, my mom is the type, she really don't like nobody around her but family members, but like I tell her, I had double foot surgery. At some point, you have to have someone else sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any older people?
Yes, yeah, so I'm sure we do. I mean, we'll have to look into your area specifically and see what we have there.
Yeah, we're in Levittown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what we'll do is that I just wrote down all that you told me, and I'll forward it to the staffing coordinator. Okay, she's going to work on finding someone. And then as soon as we find the aide in your area, I'm going to give you a call and, you know, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, because if Frankie, he was not supposed to be doing that. He's not allowed to. He can't get hired nowhere. He was just actually doing that because he was homeless and wanting to stay with her.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got word what he was doing, I definitely took care of it.
Yeah, wow, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So So I'm assuming that you want a female aide, or it doesn't matter?
Oh no, a female, definitely
female.
A female.
And
much older. I prefer older people. Much older. And I don't discriminate. Well, I guess I do if I say what I'm gonna say. I wouldn't want them to be an African American.
Mhm. Okay. I'll try that.
They have to be a little older.
Mhm. Okay.
At least over 50. Yeah.
Okay, got it. I guess you had some experiences.
Oh my God. Oh yes. Oh, I had experience when my mom had her home in Morrisville. I had the neighbors, like, put cameras on and watch for a week. Oh, my God, I watched them. The girl pulled up with, like, six people in her car, and they were drinking alcohol on my mother's porch.
Oh, my, that's horrible.
Yeah, and smoking weed and stuff like that, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. So...
Wow.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. So, and they worked for SilverCare. You know an agency called SilverCare?
I'm not familiar, but I guess it's another agency. You know that.
So that's what's scary. So, I have a neighbor. I live on the premises where my mom lives at. So, actually, just checked on her just not too long ago, but I'm on disability.
Mm-hmm.
But she's my mom. I'm still going to check on her no matter what, you know?
Yeah, you're a good daughter.
Yeah. But yeah, I have a neighbor that have somebody, her name is Miss Roberta Foster, and the lady works for her is 72 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. And they get along really good. Yeah.
Oh,
and
I sometimes see that,
Yeah. So, the older, the better.
Yeah.
And my name is Toddy. And my name is Toddy, T-O-D-D-Y.
T-O-D-D-Y.
You can call me back.
Okay,
yeah,
got it.
You can call me back whenever you're ready.
Okay, Toddy. Got it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Now, another one questions us. You said you wanted like 4 hours a week. I'm sorry, 4 hours in the morning. Is that how many
That's all she needs because my daughter does the evening time hours.
Okay.
So I would need somebody like, right, two to 3 days a week. That's it.
2 to 3 days a week. Do you have specific days or you would work, or your daughter would work around that?
Excuse me?
Do you have specific days or your daughter would work around that? I mean, do you have...
She'll work around it. Maybe Mondays and Tuesdays or Monday and Wednesday. Something like that. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, something like that. Just 4 hours.
Okay, and so any specific hours, like what time do you want them to start, or it doesn't matter?
Mom likes to sleep in a little bit, but 9 o'clock is good.
Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock, okay.
She said, I'll wake her up too early. She don't even know I'll be in there, so she smells food. I'll be in there after six. She said, I know it's you. You wake up too early. I said, it's always been. Mm-hmm. But about 9 is good. Yeah, but she goes to the cancer center at St. Mary, and sometimes I can't make it up there, so she does radiation shots, and she started them now once a month, and once a month starts on the 26th of this month, which we have covered. I just want somebody that can go to the store, laundromat, little stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I usually drop the clothes off and have them do it and just pay for it if they don't want to do it. It's much cheaper if I do it. But sometimes I'm 57 myself, and sometimes I just don't feel like doing it. So I just drop them off. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, now what about your daughter? Would you like to sign her up as well with us?
No, she works for another company.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Oh, no. If you have somebody, I'll have mom support coordinator from UPMC just give you guys the hours, switch some hours to you. No, Brittany is staying where she is.
Okay. I just wanted to ask what you're doing about that. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah. She's been doing her for over a year or so now or more. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. not a problem. So we're going to be looking for an aide now, and I'll let you know as soon as we find someone.
What's your name?
My name is Ruth.
You said Rosemary?
My name is Ruth.
Oh, Ruth, R-U-T-H.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Ruth, I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, talk
Bye-bye.
To you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.